you can say, you know, everything is terrible, or you can say everything's amazing, because that's true. At that any specific second, both things are true.
Leslie Feist has made a career out of looking at both sides of the coin. But whichever way it lands, her music's a winner. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Cordy O'Connell. You may have heard the story. Nova Scotia teen joins Calgary punk band Placebo, which opens for the Ramones in 1991. After years of touring, she badly damages her voice, and doctors say, stay home for a while. So, in 1998, she holes up in a Toronto basement and begins to develop herself as the artist Feist we know and love. Sure, she keeps participating in other bands like By Divine Right and Broken Social Scene, but the die is cast and Feist's Northern Star is on the rise with her solo act. Feist's 2004 album Let It Die received much fanfare, thanks especially to the jaunty single Mushaboom, but an even bigger hit came with her 2007 release The Reminder, which lit the Billboard charts on fire and earned her 4 Grammy nominations. Last month, Feist released a fascinating new album called Metals. Sparser and more peculiar than her hit material of recent years, the new songs take the Feist sound into uncharted territory. And during her stop at FUV, host Russ Boris asked Leslie Feist about her writing process for Metals.
It was slow going, and it felt kind of sneaky, which was like I crept out into this garage behind my place, and at that point, a year and a half had gone by that I'd had time off, so I really did feel that everyone had receded back into the woodwork. Anyone around who I'd been playing with for years, or people I work with, or whatever, there was no more expectation that I was going to bang out another record, like right on the tail of The Reminder, which was a great feeling to have, that I had that kind of privacy back. And yeah, and I sort of snuck out there. I started to spend a lot of time back there. And I wrote the record sort of all within about 3 or 4 months, with the exception of one song on the record that's, you know, one of the oldest songs I've ever written. I've never managed to record Anti-Pioneer. But the rest all were written in sort of one seance. And yeah, they all kind of point at each other, and they were written sort of in pieces. So it wasn't like one and then the next one and then the next one. It was more like a collection.
The graveyard, the graveyard, all full of light. The only age, the beating heart, is empty of life. The only grass, the shadow hole, the moon sails past. Blood as ice is an empty crisis, haunting and vast.
Love the addition here of Mountain Man today. How did you guys hook up for this go round?
I joke that I found them on Craigslist, because I found them. I happened upon some of their radio sessions actually that they'd done, and you know, live sessions where they're singing underneath this cherry blossom tree, and just you know, some of those live performance, really off the cuff things that, you know, radio sessions do, and internet kind of like view, what are they called, like video sessions. And they are phenomenal, and it led me to their record, and yeah, I just cold called and asked if they would be up for coming up to Canada and seeing if they were interested in singing with me, and it worked out extremely well, I think.
Thank you.
That's Feist in a live performance of How Come You Never Go There, and before that, Graveyard. Both songs appear on her new album, Metals. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.